to the weekend.
After the hour, the Good Day Weekend program, as we extend your mind, expand the opportunities that you may have for, some people have ideas that are outdated when it comes to health and food and that sort of thing. So we're here to fix that if we can. And who better to do that when it comes to food than the supermarket guru himself? I wish I could find the announcer. I can visualize the guy that used to do the intro to Superman. And I'd like to have that announcer.
I think he's dead.
He is. I'm sure he's probably long gone. Yeah,
I'm sure he's dead. But Super Bowl weekend.
Yes.
We can't forget that. It is the number two food event of the year.
Behind.
We consume just behind Thanksgiving.
Really?
Food. In fact, what we're going to do tomorrow is we're going to consume 1.25 billion chicken wings that weigh over 100 million pounds.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, good luck to you and your friends eating that stuff. Phil Supermarket.
Well, but I have some good news.
Phil Leppard, the Supermarket Guru. Yeah. You have good news for those?
I have good news for you.
Yes, okay.
You know, USDA issued on their blog yesterday at 4:28 p.m.
Yeah.
That there's going to be more concessions at the Super Bowl stadium, if you would, that are organic and local.
Yes. And they also are, they have a fight on their hands at the FDA with regard to raw milk. There's a bill that's been introduced, and they can't run
for
this.
But that has nothing to do with the Super Bowl.
No, it doesn't, except if you were smart, you'd bring raw milk to the Super Bowl and drink it instead of beer. How's that? That's a way of tying things together.
No, I got to tell you, and I'm not a beer drinker.
No.
So let me start there.
No, I know that.
However, you know, the Super Bowl, it's fun, it's indulgent.
Mm-hmm.
Super Bowl, you know, and I've just seen hundreds of articles over the past couple weeks about how to make your Super Bowl healthier and whatever. Nobody's going to do that. I'm sorry.
Who cares? I mean, when it gets to that day, that stuff, this Super Bowl weekend. So Phil actually has blogged about Super Bowl snacking and some of the tips he has for you. You may be, before the Super Bowl, go to the supermarket and be looking for things, as Phil indicated, during this week and build up to Super Bowl Sunday, more supermarkets selling more of all kinds of, like, Doritos. They have usually an ad, don't they, on the Super Bowl?
Oh, absolutely.
And Pepsi and Coca-Cola.
Frito-Lay is like a pig in you-know-what this week.
Right.
Between Lay's and Doritos and Fritos and whatever other stuff, both they and Anheuser-Busch, these are their two big, you know.
Yeah, it's a big deal.
This is a big deal.
Yeah. So what do you advise people in terms of value? If all people are eating the same sorts of things, is there a better way to find some of these Super Bowl snacks? Is there a more convenient way, a cheaper way, healthier way? What do you recommend?
Yeah, I mean, instead of getting wings that from your local whatever.
Winger.
You know, go to the frozen food case and get, you know, banquet all white meat chicken nuggets and bake those. They'll be healthier and be an awful lot less expensive.
Are they real chicken or are they that stuff that
Kentucky Fried Chicken? They're all white meat chicken.
Really?
They have the ingredients there. You know what's in them.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of things we can do. But if you are today planning to go to the supermarket to get your Super Bowl stuff, forget about it. You're way too late. All the good stuff is gone. You know, just instead, you know, watch reruns of Andy Griffith.
Actually, there's a show I saw, 60 Minutes is doing a program basically aimed at women.
Yeah, I saw that too.
Right.
Interesting concept.
But if you
look at the stats, you know, I think something like 40% of the audience for Super Bowl is women.
Yeah. I wonder why.
I'm not sure that it's a good move or it'll work.
Nah, it'll work for some. It's like anything else. It's you can't beat them, so you join them. But there are a lot of women who are legitimately interested in football, interested in the game, interested in the teams, and because women's roles have changed, I mean, it even sounds old to separate women. It's like we make a big deal out of having a black president. Why, the guy's a human being. Why are we making a big deal out of the fact that he's black any more than, you know, we made a big deal out of Kennedy being a Catholic or Joe Lieberman being a Jew running for vice president. These kinds of things are really tantamount to ignorance. And we ought to be way beyond that stuff. And that includes women and their interest in athletics. Women are oftentimes healthier than men, in many instances stronger than men, better able to perform in athletic competitions than men, and sometimes they are able to beat men. And so we have all of this stuff, you know, that's artificially kind of thrown into the discussion, and maybe at this point we ought to acknowledge that it's foolish that women are going to be a part of this because it's something that they like. Women like to watch the men. Here's the bottom line. Women like to go to sporting events, especially football and basketball, where they can see these big muscular men. They watch their thighs.
They watch each other.
They want it. Well, yeah, they get, it's exciting, stimulating to do that. Well, you can disagree all you want, but that's...
First of all, you can't see the guys.
Yeah.
They've got all this padding. They've got all this stuff. I mean, basketball, I would say, if you were talking about basketball, I could buy that.
Mm-hmm.
But football, you can't even see the guys.
Yeah.
Between the helmets, between the other stuff. But there's one woman who I think is going to be very disappointed by the end of tomorrow.
And that's your wife.
At the game. No. Madonna.
Madonna.
Did you see all the bad press
not good.
About Madonna performing at the Super Bowl? Yeah. Give her a break.
Right. Well, she's looking, I think what she doesn't look healthy anymore. That's one of the things. She looked. Yeah. She used to be right there, and she was very, she looked the part, she played the part, but now she's just skin and muscle, and it doesn't, there's nothing else there. It looks freaky, kind of. And anyway.
But that's what they say about me, too. I'm just all skin and muscle.
I understand that. Yes, right. Yeah. Congratulations.
Thank
the supermarket guru, Phil Lepard, here on the Good Day Weekend program. We will meet a couple of interesting people during the course of this hour. Would you like to help us understand where we're going in that direction, Phil?
Absolutely. Mike Gatti, who's the executive director of the Retail Advertising and Marketing Association, is going to be with us, and we're actually going to talk about Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Because what we're going to be doing, for again, this weekend, it's amazing to me, we're going to spend about $11 billion all around Super Bowl. So we're going to talk a little bit about that, find out what are some of the trends, and then we're going to meet Daniel Friedman, who's the sommelier at Fairmont Chicago Hotel.
Wow.
I've actually stayed there a number of times. He's going to tell us what's hot, what's not, about the latest wines, and he doesn't know this. But I want to put him to a test that what you and I will do is we'll mention various Super Bowl foods, and he, on the spot, is going to have to tell us what wine would go with that Super Bowl food.
Wow. Wine? And the Super Bowl don't seem to go together, but...
Well, that's the challenge. That's why it's interesting. That's
right,
why
right.
Maybe he'll screw up.
So, what a great friend
that's
you are.
Radio.
Daniel Friedman joins us, and Mike Gatti will join us in a moment here as we talk about what you're spending on enjoyment, the enjoyment quotient in which you're spending on the things you will enjoy as you watch the Super Bowl, sort of an annual event here. Phil Lepard, the supermarket guru. Check out the supermarketguru.com. Sign up for the hits and misses that he delivers straight to your inbox every day. Lots of things. We'll try, if we have time, to find out what some of your hits and misses are this week. It's 15 past the hour on Good Day Weekend.
Listeners are discovering a simple way to earn money. We're talking quit your nowhere job and work from home type of money. IncomeAtHome31.com has come to us for listeners who want to work from home. Listen to this.
I have to tell you, it's the best decision that I ever made because we replaced my income and my husband's income. This business has allowed us to quit our jobs and we're both at home full time and loving it. Best decision I ever made.
Listeners, IncomeAtHome31.com is A-plus rated for their business ethics. They're affiliated with a multi-billion dollar company and they do business in over 75 countries. No selling soap. No pressure. No cold calling. They bring money-making opportunities to your computer, either full or part-time. If you're ready to make a change and start earning money from home, go to IncomeAtHome31.com now. They're even giving away $1,000 to someone just for checking them out. Visit IncomeAtHome31.com. IncomeAtHome31.com. That's IncomeAtHome31.com.
Many women can relate to the anxiety of wondering whether or not they're pregnant, especially with the recent birth control recall, or if you just miss a pill. But women can know they're pregnant sooner than ever before with the First Response Early Result Pregnancy Test, which can detect pregnancy up to 6 days before the missed period, one day sooner than other tests on the market. Dr. Mary Jane Minkin, clinical professor of obstetrics and gynecology at the Yale University School of Medicine, has more.
If you have missed a pill or are unsure about the pills you are taking, don't panic. Take a First Response Early Result Pregnancy Test, which can provide results up to 6 days before the day of your missed period. Knowing you're pregnant sooner puts you at an advantage because early detection allows you to make appropriate behavioral and health changes for yourself and your baby. First Response Early Pregnancy Test really does tell you first.
For more information, visit www.firstresponse.com.
17 at the hour, the Good Day Weekend program with Phil Leppert, the supermarket guru, and joining us now is Mike Gotti, who is the executive director of retail advertising and marketing, the association that is part of the overall promotional wing, I guess, of the National Retail Federation. Retail Advertising Marketing Association is probably very excited, Mike, about the spending being done by people on all sorts of things. It isn't just food, is it?
No, it's not just food. It's everything from television sets to furniture to paraphernalia shaped like footballs, Phil.
Phil, you get a kick out of this, Phil. Yesterday I was in a plumbing supply house, and they had a special get your water heater replaced before the
Super Bowl. Oh, my God. See, Mike, I have to tell you, and Doug knows this, I'm not a sports guy. I'm not a Super Bowl guy. I actually used to have to watch the Super Bowl because for USA Today, we used to rate the commercials. But now, I mean, I've been seeing the commercials all week. No reason to watch the Super Bowl. I don't understand how Americans will spend, you know, $11 billion on water heaters or whatever. I just don't get it.
Well, you know, the Super Bowl is becoming a national holiday for Americans, and it's
thank goodness it's on Sunday.
Exactly. It's the next opportunity after the holidays for retailers to have sales. So everything from television sets to, you know, football-shaped dip bowls goes flying out the door and into consumers' homes. They redecorate their family rooms.
Good God.
It's really about, you know, having your friends and your neighbors and your families over, and it has become a huge food holiday, too. I mean, grocery stores are going to see traffic.
Number two food holiday, no question. But Mike, let me ask you a question. So people are going out there, and I know I'm cynical on this, and I apologize. But so they're going out there, they're getting these football-shaped everythings, and, you know, at the end of Super Bowl, they're going to throw them away because they're not going to keep them for another year, right?
Well, not exactly. I mean, our kitchen growing up, you would tell when my mom was awake because she would open one of the cabinets and all the pots and pans and everything that she saved from every party she ever had would fall out onto the floor. So not really true. People save a lot of these items, and they use them over and over. I mean, throughout your life, your team logo doesn't necessarily change.
My team logo is Doug Steffen.
Right, yes, the Good Day logo. We're talking
exactly
with Mike Gotti from the National Retail Federation, spending $11 billion you have collectively to enjoy a Super Bowl Sunday and all the accoutrements. What I want to find out, Phil, is how much the average person, one family at a time, is spending on all of these various things. So we get to that. The survey continues with the Good Day Weekend program at 21 past the hour.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink. drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Don't answer it.
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
You would rather, how about a spaghetti bowl?
No, not a spaghetti bowl either.
No, you sure?
Yeah.
Right. So Mike and Rama have done this survey to find out what people are spending, what they're going to be buying, and so on, and who's the most excited.
Mike Gotti is the executive director of Advertising and Marketing Association, which is, as suggested, Rama, the Retail Advertising and Marketing Association, as suggested by Phil. So let's get to the brass tacks of this, Mike.
Well, we're expecting consumers to spend almost $64 each on apparel, snacks.
So what does that say about the people grocery, like you and me, Phil, who aren't spending a nickel? Somebody's spending $128
yep.
for us.
Well, but when you think about it, I mean, $64 for Super Bowl isn't a lot of money. I mean, if you buy a sweatshirt or team sweatshirt, that's going to run you like $30 or $40. And you want some food? You know, I'm surprised to hear that it's so low.
Well, we're not surprised, and that's the highest it's been in history. Wow. And when you add up the number of people, 173 million, that's where you get that number.
Yep. Wow. Now, let me ask you a question. When we look at the price of food, obviously that has gone up considerably over the past 12 months. Is that why it's the highest it's ever been?
It can be, absolutely. Inflation could be factored in. But when you look at the amount that people spend on food, it's a lot of other things as well.
So what else did you find that you looked at the survey and said, wow, I never would have expected this to come from it?
I think the biggest surprise is when people are redecorating their entire family rooms with new big screen TVs, furniture, and a new entertainment center.
Okay, so those people are spending, you know, a couple $1,000s.
Right, they're spending way more than their share
out of the 170. You know, Doug and I are spending zero, so that's where it all balances out.
Absolutely.
Right. And what about, you know, I've heard a lot about 3D TVs. How are they doing, and is the Super Bowl even broadcast in 3D?
That's a good question. I don't believe it is, and we don't really track the 3D side of it, but we know that 5.1 million people have said they're going to buy a new television set for Super Bowl.
They need to go to a movie or something.
Yeah. Right. I'm guilty of doing that. Not this year.
Are you? So what kind of TV did you buy?
Oh, I bought a big screen TV 10 years ago on Super Bowl Sunday.
On the day of the Super Bowl.
Absolutely.
Really?
Really?
Aye, aye, aye.
And it's still working.
Still working.
Yeah.
Yeah? Okay. Next you have to get the 3D TV. You got to keep the economy going.
That's right.
Amazing. All right. Thank you, Mike.
Thank you.
Interesting revelations. Good to have you here. Mike Gatti is the executive director of the Retail Advertising and Marketing Association, which is happy to have you spend $11 billion.
And also, Doug, something else that's in their survey that he didn't mention.
Yeah.
3/4 of the viewers say that they see the commercials as entertainment.
Yeah, well, they are. Look at how much money you spend to produce them.
16.9% say the commercials make them aware of the brand.
Yeah.
And only 8% say that the commercials get them to buy products from the advertisers.
Comcast, which now owns NBC Universal, spent about 14 or 15% more to buy the rights for the game than Fox had bid. Fox has had it for the last number of years. And they also have upped the price of advertising about, I think I saw a number, it was about 15% higher than it was last year and 100% higher than it was 7 years ago. So it was a million. I saw a figure that somebody paid $3 million for a 60-second spot and $2 million for a 30-second spot. That's a lot of dough. Last year it was, what, 1.3, 1.4, 1.5, something like that. Still a lot of money when you consider the average rate for a successful television program is anywhere from $200,000 to $400,000 a spot, a 30-second spot. So Super Bowl advertising about 3 to 4 times more expensive, but then they have, what, how much more viewership? How many 100 million television sets in America will be on the Super Bowl today?
And they
say nobody cares outside the Northeast. This is a Northeast game, the Patriots versus the Giants. Not true at all. The game's being played in Indianapolis. Have you seen some of the video from Indianapolis?
I know. And everybody here in Santa Monica, all the restaurants, everything else, you know, they're gearing up for Super Bowl. The bars are opening up at like 9 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah. By the way, there'll be one person, one Bostonian who will not be in Santa Monica. You know that bar on, what is the corner? I think
Finn 20, McCool's.
What is it?
Finn McCool's?
No. There's a bar on, I think it's on 20th or 21st in Santa Monica, where all the Boston natives hang out. They live out there and they watch all the sporting events. And Whitey Bulger, who was on the 10 most wanted list for 19 years. Remember the story about him?
Yep.
He was a Bostonian who killed dozens of people and a gangster. Lived out in Santa Monica for like 15 years. He used to go to the bar with a fake beard and glasses on and watch all this stuff, and nobody would know it was him. And they had television. They have a television crew whenever there was a Boston-LA kind of a sporting event, the Celtics and the Lakers. They'd always go to this bar and take a pan around the bar of all the people from Boston. Funny. And they'd shoot. Nobody knew it was Whitey Bulger. It's hysterical. In a moment, Daniel Friedman, who is a sommelier. Is that how you pronounce that? I have to say that. Jennifer Horn and
I. He knows his wine stuff.
A sommelier, a beverage coordinator at the Fairmont Chicago. Pretty highbrow hotel. Good stuff. We'll be talking wines and that sort of consumption. I want to know how many supermarket chains you can buy wine in these days. 1:30, Good Day Weekend with Phil Lempert.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Emergency preparedness plans must include a fast way to start a fire. Fire up instantly with the revolutionary Quick Stove, a compact, lightweight, portable stove that's ready for cooking in less than 1 minute. Quick Stove, the safe, non-explosive fuel source that is an emergency preparedness essential. Quick Stove comes with 4 waterproof fuel cells that ignite in seconds, burn for up to 90 minutes each, can be lit and relit, and be stored indefinitely. At up to 18,000 BTUs, Quick Stove is ready to boil water in less than 5 minutes and burns hotter than most outdoor stoves. Now, the best part. Quick Stove starts at only $34.99 and comes with a 100% satisfaction or your money back guarantee. Order today at quickstove.com or call 801-784-0225. That's 801-784-0225. Or go to quickstove.com. Click on the discounts tab for multi-unit savings. Quick Stove, quite possibly the world's fastest outdoor fire.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics.
Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
Time 33 after the hour. Phil Limpert, the supermarket guru, is here every weekend with me. I'm Doug Steffen. This is Good Day Weekend. We focus on food with America's number one expert when it comes to food and shopping. The supermarket guru website is the place to go. Sign up for Phil's hits and misses delivered straight to your inbox every single time he reviews these new products. It's free, and I was just telling him off the air he ought to charge for it. But he doesn't.
No.
He doesn't want to charge for it. He wants people to get it.
We want people
free.
To be smarter. You know, my objective is very simple, that every time somebody goes into a supermarket, that they save money, that they're smarter, that they try new foods, try new wines, whatever. We all benefit. You know, if we bought better foods, better tasting foods, and you and I have talked about this forever, that are fresher, more local, without, you know, chemicals and things like that. They taste better.
Yep.
It's going to be more satisfying. We're going to eat less. That's what's going to cure obesity.
Well, one of the things the government just can't run away from anymore, the government through the USDA and the FDA has been bullying people, bullying suppliers, bullying producers. I'm not talking about the big, gigantic, mega farm corporations and the big agribusinesses, but the family farmer, small producer, they've been bullied by local, state, and national authorities for a long time. And now the public is pushing back, and they're pushing back big time, so that the FDA, which wants to put raw milk off the marketplace, they can't. There are more and more people saying, I want to drink it. And the FDA says, oh, no, you'll die. And, of course, they can't point to anything that is actually provable. There are suggestions that because something happened, for example, here in Massachusetts, there was somebody who got sick supposedly with brucellosis that they said the FDA said came from a farm, a raw milk dairy in western Massachusetts. So they shut the guy down. The FDA did all the tests and the state did the tests and yada yada. And guess what? It wasn't the source of the problem. And now they have to eat crow. The guy's back in business. He's lost a week's worth or more of business because nobody. Where else? You think that if there was a problem at the, let's say, Albertsons or at Publix with a bunch of milk that came from in Massachusetts, let's say it was at the Stop and Shop and Gorelick milk was bad, you think they'd shut down all the Stop and Shops in Massachusetts? Of course they wouldn't. You wouldn't even read about it. But because they think they can, and they can, they're bullies. They gang up on the small producers, and the public is pushing back. Well, I just get off. There's a bill in the House, House 1830, which is sponsored by people from very, very interesting walks of life. Liberal Democrats, conservative Republicans are behind the ability of they want to be able to have people buy raw milk over state lines. I mean, what the hell difference does it make? Let's say you live, this is the craziest thing. Let's say you live on the border of California and Oregon, all right?
Okay.
And
okay.
The raw milk dairy is in California, and the guy across the line can drive 2 miles to your farm and get it. He's breaking the law because he's going over state line to get raw milk. Is there anything more stupid than that? That's the kind of stuff that goes on in the name of protecting the big agribusinesses, the same as any other big business. You saw the study this week about how the SEC is winking and blinking and turning their head from all the violations of the big banks, but they're in every small bank. The little bank I have here that I use in Massachusetts, two offices, they're in there. They have like a full-time guy that sits there and harasses them about the loans they do every single week. He's in there chewing them out for why'd you loan money to this guy, why'd you loan money to that company. You think they do that to Bank of America? Bank of America, throw them out.
They gave them money.
Exactly. All right. Meanwhile, back at the ranch. Okay, I'm done now. Thanks, Phil.
Anytime.
Here is Daniel Friedman, who is a well-known, I have to pronounce this correctly, the en français sommelier. Am I right, Daniel? Am I pronouncing it correctly?
That's absolutely correct, and good morning.
Good morning to you, sir.
Great.
All right, Phil, you're the wine expert here. I don't know a squat about wine. So
no, I'm not a wine expert, but Daniel, thanks so much for joining us. And I must tell you that the Fairmont is one of my favorite hotels in Chicago.
Yeah, they're neat hotels.
Thank you very much for the compliment. It's a fantastic hotel, and thank you for having me this morning.
So, you know, there's a couple things I want to do. First of all, I want to pick your brain of what is hot, what is not when it comes to the different wine trends. But then, and this is Doug's idea, not my idea, then what we'd like to do is at random just throw out the names of some Super Bowl foods to you and you match the wines for us.
Excellent. I'd be happy to match some wines at the Super Bowl for you as well. Absolutely.
Great. So first up, let's talk about, you know, what's going on in wines, what's hot, what's passé, if you would, because wines, you know, have really become, and Doug is not a wine drinker, not a drinker at all.
To me,
he doesn't drink coffee, he doesn't drink wine,
right,
doesn't drink tequila.
Mogan David, I'll have a glass of Mogan David.
Yeah, whatever makes you happy, I'm recording. If you like it, it is a good glass of wine still, but there are some great trends this year, and I'd be happy to share them with you guys this morning.
Okay, so let's talk about the trends. What's going on this year?
Well, like anything else, people always want to try something new and exciting. Although Chardonnay and Cabernet are great things, I'm definitely seeing a trend toward different parts of Spain, such as La Mancha, which makes some fantastic wines. I'm also seeing a trend on the white side for Chenin Blanc, which is made fantastic in South Africa.
Yeah, in fact, it's interesting because I was at a conference, I want to say about 2 years ago, and Food and Wines from Spain, or whatever the group is called, was talking about it, did a tasting, I tasted it, and they were phenomenal. I mean, I hadn't had Spanish wines forever, and then it was Matus and whatever other junk they had. But they've really come a long way. And also, I've seen on a lot more menus and a lot more tastings the Chenin Blanc.
Absolutely. Chenin Blanc is a fantastic wine to match with first courses, such as a salad or a cold soup in the summertime. Many people find it to be something that's also very versatile with foods you might not exactly expect, such as seafood, even warm or cold.
Now, Daniel, one of the things that I've seen that's almost gotten annoying to me, and I say that respectfully, when I go especially into a lot of Italian restaurants, now what they're doing is they're plying you with Prosecco.
Yes. A lot of places, when you come in, will bring you a glass of sparkling wine. Yes, Prosecco being very popular, they will bring that over often. Yes.
Okay, but why? And maybe I'm wrong, but, you know, I never heard of Prosecco until probably the past 2 or 3 years. Now it seems to be all over the place, and frankly, I just don't find it all that good.
It is something that, you know, can become also sweet or can come on the dry side. So that's something that they've started to qualify on their DOC. But for people that don't love Prosecco, one of the things I'm seeing this year is Cava, which is out of Spain. It's a fantastic sparkling that really does a great job with both, you know, price, as well as it gives you a fantastic green apple aroma that I think people are also enjoying. But many times, restaurants and dining operations are trying to find ways to add value, and that's why they're doing the plying with Prosecco, if you will.
Gotcha. Now, you know, here in Santa Monica, I'm based in Santa Monica. Doug is in Massachusetts and Santa Monica and goes back and forth.
Okay.
There's a wine bar that opened up here in Santa Monica, and it's fascinating technology to me. And I want to just pick your brain whether or not this is a big trend or not. What they basically have is a wine vending machine, for lack of a better word, where there's like 100 bottles of wine. And what you do is, you know, you get from them what looks like a credit card. And when you want a glass of wine, and it's all behind glass and so on, you put the card above the wine, you press the button, and you could press it, I think, for 2 ounces, 4 ounces, 6 ounces, something like that.
Yeah.
So you have people going up and not really, you know, relating to someone like yourself who knows, you know, what they're doing and can make recommendations, but you're just seeing all these people pressing these buttons and trying all this wine, and then at the end of it, they go to check out and they say, oh, you've spent $110 on wine. What? You know.
It's quite a shock, Farrah. I can understand. I have seen this before. This is something where they're putting wines in the case because it will keep them fresh, and it can also be something of a display. So it's almost, if you will, packaging. So they see the product, and they want to try it, and it gives the guests the liberty to make more choices, like you said, and you look at your bill a few minutes later, and it's astronomical in some cases, or it could also be a fantastic, like you could find some great value. But you're right, though. That also is something that we are seeing more and more wine shops do.
Now, one thing that I know that I read that you're doing is about winesicles. What is that, and how's it working?
Hey, how may you get me into that? That's winesicles. How does a wine to go freeze? That would be something people want to know, because wine alcohol doesn't freeze, does it?
Well, if you add some fruit juice into it, some sugar, and you give it ample time into a freezer, we have a great freezer here with our kitchen that we have made a great successful winesicle over the summertime, and they're specifically popular in our Eno wine room. We've done something from a Chenin Blanc sicle, which we took the South African Chenin Blanc, and mixed it with some pineapple juice, a little bit of simple syrup, and they will freeze, and guests really love them. We're going to bring them back again this summer.
Wow. So I recently had a trip to Israel, and I was with a group of actors. We all went to a wine store in one of the villages in Jerusalem. This was a wine shop, and it was really interesting to have the emphasis on Israeli wines. I wondered what you thought of some of the emerging Israeli wines, because obviously this guy was touting them, and we spent a while on the air talking about them. And you know, I was with some people who had a lot more knowledge, obviously, than I. Anybody's got more knowledge than I did, but I tasted the 5 or 6 wines that they gave to us, and it seemed fine. I mean, I don't know, but I'm no expert. So, what do you know about the Israeli wines?
Well, when it comes to Israeli wines, there's two great regions right now that are making it stateside. One is the Galilee, which is from the northern part, very green, so a lot of rainfall. So, what the grapes they're doing very successfully are Chardonnay, Pinot Grigio, as well as a couple, if you'd say, Vernaccia, which are indigenous grapes that they'll tell you on the bottle are the indigenous. The other one is the Judean Hills area of Israel. That is a little closer to Jerusalem and has much more distribution in the United States because of that, and they're making some fantastic Syrah right now. One producer that makes great Cab, though, from both regions is someone called Barkin, B-A-R-K-N. They're making some fantastic and kosher wines as well.
Yeah.
Kosher wines are quality sometimes.
So the Gallo brothers could open a branch in Galilee, and it could be called Gallo Galilee.
I think the alliteration of the plan name would work well for Gallo on Galilee. I think you're correct.
Right. All right.
Okay. So let's go to Super Bowl. In fact, we should have had Mike get some Super Bowl music ready for us, but we're going to get right into Super Bowl. And what we're going to do, Daniel, is just throw foods out, and you're going to tell us what kind of wine we should be doing, okay?
Okay, let's match them up.
The number one food for Super Bowl is buffalo wings.
Certainly.
Mogan David. Back to Mogan David. See you triple with Ripple. That's what you want for that stuff.
Well, the Mogan David is sweet. It would obviously counteract the spicy, which is what you want to go with when you're doing spicy buffalo wings. But with buffalo wings and for chicken, I would definitely say you'd want to go with a Riesling. Why? Well, it's got a little bit of spice to it on the wing, clearly. And if they don't, then I don't know. That's not what I usually eat. But that's what I recommend. Something that's sweet to counteract the spice. And if someone doesn't like Riesling and they want to absolutely do a red, Pinot Noir will work well because it's a little more supple and it's still full enough body that the red wine drinker will still be happy.
Okay. So we have our recommendation there. Now, number two food is pizza. And I'm talking plain pizza, not pepperoni or chicken on it or whatever else, just a plain regular cheese pizza. What's the best wine with that?
Well, the cheese pizza, one of the trends I have not happening with Chianti, I think that with less of push on Chianti, I think some other Italian varietals, such as Aglianico out of Basilicata, would be fantastic. It would match a little bit of the basil on going on, the spices, the red sauce. I think Aglianico coming from southern Italy would go perfectly.
Now, I'm not familiar with that wine, but the way you describe it, it's probably, worth five pizzas in value.
I find the fact that Aglianico's price is so affordable that it makes it actually a great party wine because buy a case for a party of your friends and not feel like, you got taken to the bank, if you will.
Okay,
that's why I recommend it.
Okay. And by the way, talking about pricing, back to trends, and again, I'm very lucky I'm in California where you've got great California wines that are in every supermarket, $5 to $7 a bottle. Are we seeing the trend of pricing, especially with the economy, of wines going up or going down?
Well, for a while as a buyer, I was seeing wines pricing being very attractive to us because they were dropping prices on cases if you're buying quantity. But now they are going back to the full price. And I think we're seeing also an increase in the cult cabs, which I talked about, and then also in well-known brand Chardonnays. I think otherwise you're going to see a pretty steady price as compared to the last couple of years.
Gotcha. Now, Doug, why don't you give Daniel a food?
Crab legs.
Nobody. Well, crab legs. Nobody has crab legs on Super Bowl Sunday.
I disagree. I think there is crab legs there.
Sounds like a high-end party. I think I'd like to come and join you guys.
Oh, my God.
Crab legs, with anything of shellfish, if you're putting a little butter on top of there, that makes the classic pairing for Chardonnay.
Mm-hmm.
But let's say you're not putting the butter on there, and you're just going to have crab legs fresh steamed. Steamed crab legs go great with the Chenin Blanc I was talking about because it brings in that small mineral quality that a lot of times seafood has. And I think that the Chenin Blanc, which I really think is going to be a huge trend come summertime when it gets hot, will be a great way to start in, early February and get ahead of the trend.
Yeah, kind of cool.
Okay. No, Doug, no more foods for you.
No. That's right. We can run out of time anyway.
Okay.
Daniel Friedman, who's a sommelier, beverage director of the Fairmont Chicago Great Hotel, with some of the wine picks, the world of wine, in our focus here. Thanks very much, Daniel. Good to have you here. Phil Leppard, the supermarket guru, and I continue in a few moments. It's 50 minutes past the hour.
The Department of Defense commemorates the 60th anniversary of the Korean War. We are proud to present the following stories of those who served when their nation called. Milo Sonny Haynes, 2nd Infantry Division, recipient of the Bronze Star.
I met this here one soldier, and him and I became friends because he was in the same gun section as I was. And the first thing we know, we no more get off the train, and we was ordered to go up the hill and not to come down until somebody come up and told us to come down. So there we are. When it comes time to leave, and we started through, and when we came up, all we had to do was make one more turn and cross the river, and we'd have been out of it. My Mexican buddy and I and my foxhole buddy jumped out, and as we jumped out, machine guns got my buddy. But we crossed the river, and that's when I found out that my buddy had died, my foxhole buddy had died.
See more hero stories at KoreanWar.defense.gov.
Supermarket guru Phil Lempert is here on the Good Day Weekend program with more info for you in just a matter of moments.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Will I have garlic breath after I take Ali-C?
We get that question all the time about the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. And the answer is, Ali-C contains stabilized allicin, nature's antimicrobial agent, and the active ingredient in crushed garlic, but will not give you garlic breath. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies, using low doses of allicin greatly reduces the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Our powerful Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin. Just one tablet of Ali-C is equivalent to 40 garlic cloves. It's effective against asthma, MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections, and helps lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Plus, it's a natural mosquito repellent. Boost resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 877-888-7126 or garlichealthproducts.com. Fight back with Ali-C.
After the hour, as Super Bowl Sunday is in the focus and eats in general, we have the supermarket guru Phil Lempert here with us. Check out his website, supermarketguru.com. They have a daily news flash, the hits and misses every week. He takes a look at the most popular seafoods in America in one of his blogs. What are the most popular seafood picks?
The most popular
legs,
is
no
salmon
doubt.
And shrimp.
Not crab legs?
No, not crab legs.
What happened to crab legs?
Not crab legs. Nobody likes crab legs.
Yeah, I don't like them.
People like crab cakes.
Crab cakes, no. Yeah, right.
But before we run, I just want to tell you one thing that people probably aren't aware of. Just 2 days ago, February 1st, JCPenney did something significant. Their new CEO came from Apple, who ran all the Apple stores,
yeah,
and he changed their pricing. Number one, they've got three kinds of prices. Everyday prices, which are now 40% lower than last year prices.
Wow.
They have monthly specials on seasonal merchandise and best price deals that rotate on the first and third Fridays of every month.
Wow.
And the big deal about this is they're going to change the way stores sell and merchandise. And I'm talking about food stores, clothing stores,
so
computer stores, everything.
Does the Penny chain have the most? You can go to a Kmart and get groceries, for heaven's sakes, these days. Can you get groceries in a JC? I didn't think so.
No.
But that, you're right, it probably affect. So how would that affect the face, especially places like Whole Foods that overcharge like unbelievably anyway? What does that do for people?
Well, the interesting thing about Whole Foods, and obviously they've got a very loyal audience,
yeah,
Wall Street has been pushing them to open more stores. Their stock price is doing well. The company is doing well. But you do have this backlash. And now that you can find organic and local and all kinds of foods in just about every supermarket, people are saying, well, why am I going to Whole Foods?
Yep.
And Whole Foods, you know, actually started couponing and things like that.
Yeah.
And you're going to have to see them do more of that.
I stay away from them if I can. I go to TJ, to Trader Joe's.
Trader Joe's.
The thing is, you can't get...
My favorite store.
You can get some fresh stuff there. They're not usually big enough, but they have great frozen food selections, I think, and their quality, well, you'd say they were good, wouldn't you? And their prices are good.
Their quality is superb.
Yeah.
Trader Joe's has some of the strictest quality standards. In fact, I know some people who make their own brands for Trader Joe's and so on, and it's great. It's all about innovation, and what I especially love about Trader Joe's is you walk in the store, and everybody who works there wants to be there.
Yeah, right.
How many Happy supermarkets lot. Can you walk into and people are celebrating?
Yeah, right. No, that's very true. They're very helpful, and they don't overdo it. I agree with you. You're going to Dallas to be with Mrs. Obama this week. What's that story
all
about?
It's a secret. Can't say it. It's high-level security thing. But, yes, we're going to be in a school together in Dallas, a whole bunch of us. And Tom Colicchio from Top Chef is going to be there. And the Dallas Cowboys are going to be there. I'm just hoping that the Dallas Cowboy cheerleaders
are going to
be there.
And the purpose of the visit is?
To celebrate how well Dallas schools have converted to healthier offerings, tastier offerings. Their kids are losing weight. Their kids are exercising. So it's a celebration 2 years after the Let's Move program.
So this is because Mrs. Obama is responsible for all these kids losing weight.
Wow. Well, she was the spark that got everybody talking about it, got all the companies, got all the schools involved, and so on. And she's done a fabulous job with it. I really commend her.
Yeah. Well, it would be nice. I think I do, too. I think I like what she's doing. The problem is that her husband's administration, as I said a few minutes ago, using the FDA as an example, or the USDA, is doing a lot behind the scenes to thwart what she's trying to do. It's very interesting to look, okay, on one hand, we have all these people promoting all this good stuff. Great, let's do it. And then behind the scenes, the local farmers are getting screwed 85 ways from Sunday. And it just, you know, it just kind of makes you, it makes you pale when it comes to being enthusiastic about this stuff. I want to be enthusiastic about what she's doing and know that it's carrying through, actually, to the people who are supposed to be administering it. In fact, that's not the case. However, let's hope that the good guys win. How's that for a
The positive? Good guys will win.
The good guys, right, exactly.
The good guys win. And also, you can always go to tradetalk.org, that's TRAYTALK.org, and you can see videos of what's going on in the schools, in
good.
The school lunch program.
Check it out. You can probably get there from the Supermarket Guru website, right?
Yes.
You got a connection? You got a button there for
us? Yes.
Pick out your hits and misses with Phil. Sign up for the SupermarketGuru.com daily news flash. It's very, just, if you can't find Phil and you don't know how to spell his name, go to DougStefan.com and look for that smiling face of Phil Everett, and that'll get to the Supermarket Guru. 59 past the hour, good day weekend time.